Chapter 7 Time for Change. But things slowly started to change in South Africa. Nelson was in prison, but more people around the world began to protest against apartheid. People in South Africa continued to protest too. On the 16th of June 1976, 20,000 schoolchildren started an anti-apartheid protest in Soweto. The children were angry because they did not want to learn lessons in Afrikaans. They wanted to speak and learn in their own language. The police came to the protest. The children threw things at the police because they were angry. The police used guns against the children. A 12-year-old boy died. Someone took a photo of the boy. People in different countries saw it. They were sad and angry. How can this happen to children? They began to ask. The protests in Soweto continued and hundreds of people died. Now, the 16th of June is called Youth Day in South Africa. It is a day to remember all young protesters against apartheid. It's time to end apartheid, said many people around the world. They wanted the fighting to stop. They did not want any more people to die. Many countries stopped selling things to South Africa. Some countries did not play sport with South Africa. In England, Oliver Tambo started to get support for Nelson. People began to say, "Free Nelson Mandela." Nelson wanted to end apartheid, and they supported him. The South African government were not happy. "We have to do something," they thought. After 18 years on Robben Island, the government moved Nelson to Polsmore Prison. Life here was better for Nelson. He had his own bathroom and toilet. He could watch television, listen to the radio, and read books again. Winnie visited him in Polsmore Prison. Nelson and Winnie could sit in the same room. His children and grandchildren visited him too. There was a new president in South Africa called P.W. Botha. He wanted to stop the protests and the fighting. He asked Nelson to help him. "Tell people not to protest," said P.W. Botha. "Then I will free you from prison." "No," said Nelson, "that isn't fair." Nelson wanted to be free, but he wanted everyone to be free too. Later, Nelson got sick and the government moved him to a house in Victor Verster Prison. They did not want him to die in prison. Too many people knew about Nelson and supported him. The house inside Victor Verster Prison was nicer than the other prisons, but Nelson was not free. In 1989, South Africa had another new president. His name was F.W. de Klerk, and he wanted things to change. He wanted to end apartheid because it was bad for his country. He started the change by freeing people on Robben Island. People could also work for the ANC and other groups again. Then de Klerk met Nelson. On the 11th of February 1990, Nelson came out of prison. He was 71 years old, and he was free. People around the world watched the news. They saw Nelson and Winnie walk out of Victor Verster Prison together. It was an important moment in history.